With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. A divided Sacramento County Board of Supervisors yesterday narrowly voted to give the Sacramento Airport janitorial contract to a new, less expensive company. That means local nonprofit Pride Industries, which works with disabled workers, will no longer hold the contract. Supervisor Sue Frost voted against the new company, worried they won't be able to support disabled employees the way Pride has.
To rip them away from that mentorship or that social model that they have, that is kind of the backbone of their support system, and say, you know, they'll still have a job, I'm not sure how they'll do, and I'm not sure how Pride will do.
The new company, TMM Housing, says they will keep those workers on and give them ample support. The Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 to go with TMM. Former California State Controller Betty Yee says she will run for governor in 2026. Yee announced her candidacy today and is the latest Democrat to enter the field. Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis, outgoing State Senate Leader Tony Atkins, and Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurmond announced their candidacies earlier. Attorney General Rob Bonta is also considering a run. Yee was the state's budget director before being elected to the California State Board of Equalization and then state controller. She would be the state's first female governor if elected. Yee says she wants to tackle affordability, bring transparency to Sacramento, and address the climate crisis. A pilot program for community-based flood insurance will soon launch in the Delta community of Isleton. The program is in partnership with UC Davis. Less than half of Isleton's residents currently have flood insurance. Isleton Mayor Pamela Boulon attributes this to how expensive the plans are.
I was paying close to $6,000 a year in flood insurance. I'm like, that's a lot of money to be paying for any insurance.
One part of the new program will look to pool payments from participating homeowners. That money could then be used to cover their insurance deductibles in the event of a flood, allowing them to choose a plan with a higher deductible but a lower yearly cost and saving them 30-40% on average. Mayor Boulon spoke with Vicky Gonzalez on Insight. You can hear their full conversation at capradio.org/insight. A Southern California Police Department has been handcuffed by Lego. The Danish toy company asked the agency to stop adding Lego heads to cover the faces of suspects in the photos it publishes on social media. The Murrieta Police Department has been using Lego heads and emojis in such images for at least a year. The altered photos went viral last week after several news reports, prompting the toy company's reaction. California is already in the midst of a debate over privacy and policing. A state law that went into effect January 1st restricts how law enforcement agencies can share mugshots on social media. You'll find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.